When I compare the stories I've heard about Grappelli with my own experiences playing with him, the picture emerges of a character like Chauncey Gardner, as played by Peter Sellers in the movie Being There. He would look at you a certain way, maybe make a strange gesture or some enigmatic remark, and we'd all spend our lives trying to figure out what the heck he meant. Inevitably, that meaning would get spun to fit our own needs and worldviews. I first met Grappelli in the late 70s when he came to San Francisco to play with the David Grisman Quartet at the Great American Music Hall. I was a big fan of the David Grisman Quartet and often played double fiddle arrangements with them when they were in the area. At this particular show, I made sure to get up to the hall early, hoping to see the great man up close. And I went downstairs to the back room where they rehearsed, and there he was, right in front of me, playing with the quartet. Awestruck, I just sat there staring at him for quite a long time, evidently, because all of a sudden he looked right at me and stuck his tongue out as far as it would go. Of course, I was completely mortified, and I immediately turned and slunk away into the darkness. Fortunately for me, later on that day, he heard me warming up, and he asked Grisman to invite me to play on stage with a band. As exciting as that was, now I had another problem. How the heck was I going to survive playing on stage with the greatest jazz violinist of all time? I had spent much of my career trying to play just like him, transcribing his solos, playing in Django bands, dressing like him, even trying to ape his facial expressions, which is pretty hard for a guy like me to accomplish being half Hindu. So I just started off just trying to match his style, but right away it was obvious that this was a ridiculous thing to do. There was, is, and will always be only one Stefan, and no matter how hard I would try to play like him, it could never be more than a pale imitation. Besides, I could see that he was not at all interested in me doing him. He wanted to hear me play like myself. As the years went by, I was lucky enough to get a few more chances to play and talk with him, first with the DGQ and later on with the Turtle Island String Quartet. Those times were precious to me. I'll never forget them. Every moment was a lesson, even the tongue incident. Like everyone else, I have my own interpretation of what he was trying to communicate. He was trying to tell me not to idolize him, that he was as human as the rest of us. He seemed to be saying, it's not what I play, it's how I play, which reflects how I live. If you're going to emulate me, follow that, not the notes. Find your own way. Of course, there are many other possible interpretations, but don't tell me about it. I'm not interested. I know what he really meant.